Understanding the 12 Steps with Christian Discernment. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In addiction recovery ministry, chaplains will often hear people talk about the 12 Steps. Some people have been helped deeply through 12-step fellowships. Others are suspicious of them. Some Christians wonder, are the 12 Steps biblical? Others assume they are automatically Christian because they mention God. A wise addiction recovery chaplain does not rush into either extreme. The 12 steps are not the gospel. They are not the church. They are not a sacrament. They are not a replacement for scripture, discipleship, repentance, worship, or life in Christ. But many of the steps do touch themes that Christians recognize: surrender, confession, honesty, accountability, amends, prayer, humility, service, and ongoing self-examination. Christian discernment asks, where do these steps echo biblical wisdom, and where must we bring clearer Christian understanding? For example, when the steps speak of admitting powerlessness, Christians can remember that human beings are not self-saviors. Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing," John 15:5 WEB. When the steps speak of confession, Christians hear the call of James 5:16, "Confess your offenses to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed." When the steps speak of making amends, Christians remember the call to reconciliation, restitution, and peacemaking where possible. But a chaplain also brings clarity. The higher power language used in many recovery settings may help people begin reaching beyond themselves, but Christians do not leave God undefined. We bear witness to the God revealed in Jesus Christ. We do this with humility, patience, and permission-based spiritual care, not pressure. What helps? Respect the recovery setting. Listen before correcting. Ask what the person means when they use recovery language. Honor the good fruit of honesty, accountability, and community. Then, when invited, connect those themes to Scripture, Christ-centered hope, and whole person restoration. What harms? Mocking the 12 steps, treating them as a rival religion in every setting, or, on the other side, treating them as equal to the gospel. Both errors can confuse people in recovery. The addiction recovery chaplain walks with humility. We can say the 12 steps have helped many people name their need, seek accountability, and pursue sobriety. As Christians, we also want to see how these themes find their deepest hope in Christ. That is, Christian discernment, respectful, clear, biblical, and wise.